Today we'll be doing Sefer Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Yeh haklaf shalem shelo yehi bo nekavim she'in hadiyo over alav da'hainu shelo tehe ha'os nireis bo chaluka l'shnayim." You have to make sure that the cloth is whole, meaning to say you don't have any holes and any punctures that the ink can pass over, which would make it look like one letter was actually two. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Lamed Beis tells us l'shnayim shehu katan kol kach ad shek shema avir alav bakumus nistam hanekav b'diyo v'in hanekav nirgash bakumus kosin alav afal pi shenofa ma'at diyo b'makom ahu v'nira nekav dak kineged Hashem ish kasher avalim nikav kol kach she'in hadiyo. Over la puzzle, she'os nearest chaluka l'shtayim al yado. The hole is so minuscule to the point that when you're writing with your quill, you can't even tell that there's a hole there. Your quill doesn't even stop over the hole. That's how small it is. Then that's okay. But if the hole is so pronounced that when you're writing with the quill, the ink actually stops. There's nowhere for you to keep writing, and the letter looks like it's split in half. That's a problem. V'afilu im hanekev be'emtsa uvia os begago o biyirecho udio makifami kol tzad puzzle v'afilu im ad mekom hanekev yesh tzuras os. Even if the hole is in the middle of the airspace of the letter, the top of the letter, the side of the letter, and there's ink surrounding it on all sides, it's a problem. Even if the letter retains the shape of the letter it's supposed to be, it's still a problem. That's all before you've written the letter. However, if you've already written the letter and then that letter got divided up after you wrote it by a hole that was subsequently put into the parchment, depend on whether the letter still retains the shape of the original letter or not. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sifu Dal tomorrow.